Nearly 50 years ago, Len Ragazin formulated the idea of speed ratings. Today, the Ragazin sheets are still America's premier speed rating product. Who uses Len Ragazin speed ratings? Trainers use the Ragazin sheets to place their horses. Breeders check the Ragazin sheets before making million-dollar decisions. And jockey agents consult the Ragazin sheets when choosing which horse to ride. But most importantly, the Ragazin sheets are used by players like you. The Ragazin sheets are available online at thesheets.com. Our website also offers free introductory material, including an online seminar. You can also receive free introductory material by calling us directly at 212-674-3123. That's the Ragazin sheets at 212-674-3123. Ragazin, the most respected name in racing.
Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the racebook? South Point Casino's racebook has the answer. Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Have you heard the news? You can get free Formulator Pass performances with TRF bets. Sign up to get the best bonus in racing with a $250 deposit match and a $10 free bet, plus free Formulator Pass performances. Enjoy all the perks of using Formulator with projected odds, trainer patterns, race and horse notes, replays, and more. Never pay for past performances again. Just use the promo code WINNING when you register at drf.com/bet. That's winning at drf.com/bet. It's post time for Thoroughbred Los Angeles, the most informative and profitable hour of horse racing found anywhere. Thoroughbred Los Angeles is brought to you by Santa Anita. Come out and watch and wager at iconic Santa Anita Park. By Data Racing Form, exclusive past performance content provider for Thoroughbred LA. By DKHorse.com, California horse players can watch and wager through DraftKings on racing around the world at DKHorse.com. By Legacy Ranch. Get your young horses started right at Legacy Ranch. And by HorseBills.com. Enjoy billing made easy through HorseBills.com. By the newly renovated OC Tavern. Satellite wagering is back in San Clemente. By the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. It pays to own a cowbred. By the Ragazin Sheets, the most effective handicapping tool available. Get the sheets. By Los Alamitos Night Quarter Horse Racing. Sometimes your best day of racing is at night. By Bruce Finkelstein's BetOnBruce.com. Selections from Northern and Southern California each racing day. By the Derby Room at Fairplex Park in Pomona, where every horse player gets the VIP treatment. And by the South Point Casino in Las Vegas, where the action never stops. And now, here are your hosts, John Lindo and Bob Ike.
And welcome to Thoroughbred Los Angeles, a Saturday edition. I'm Bob Ike. I'll be joined by co-host John Lindo in just 1 minute. 1 p.m. post time today at Santa Anita for a 9-race card. There is a light rain dropping steadily right now. We will keep you updated throughout the show as to the status at Santa Anita, the turf race status. There are 5 scheduled for the lawn today, so we will definitely keep that forefront throughout the show as we know. At Aqueduct, racing canceled or postponed today and moved to tomorrow. So Saturday's card is moved till tomorrow. At Gulfstream Park today, all 11 races are on the Tapeta. We've got racing coverage on this show for Golden Gate. That starts at 1:45, 8-race card. Oaklawn Park has 10 today, and the big races from around the country. A couple Derby preps at Fairgrounds, the Louisiana Derby Day card. 12th race is the Louisiana Derby. And at Turfway Park today, 13 races, including the Jeff Ruby Stakes. So John Lindo, a little bit of rain here in Southern California, some three-year-old prep races, Derby preps, a lot going on today. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. Yeah, Mother Nature having an impact on racing today. And at Fairgrounds, where they were off the turf and yesterday, it is fast and yielding for their Louisiana Derby card today. And you better get comfortable. You're going to be there for a while. Was it 13 races today at Fairgrounds? So a long day down there, but let's keep our fingers crossed that we don't get too much rain in Southern California and we can hold this card together as is.
Yeah, I live pretty close, John. A light rain started about 8 a.m. Not sure how much we're going to get or how long it's going to last. So, again, we will just try to keep people updated throughout the show. Well, John, let's start with a little bit of a recap. One of our favorite horses ran last Saturday in the San Carlos, and he got it done again. And, John, he's a cowbred that we love, and we'll name him right now Cowbred of the Week, and that's the Chosen Vron. Talk about the San Carlos.
Well, the Chosen Vron was coming off a win against Cowbreds, but it didn't matter. He drew the rail in the Grade 3 San Carlos, and, you know, a little bit change of tactics. Hector Berrios asked him to run a little bit out of the gate so he couldn't get boxed in, and dueled on the pace from the rail, kind of pulled away a little bit around the far turn. And when this horse gets in front, Bob, you just don't pass him. And he is such a pleasure to watch run. And Hector Berrios rides him with such confidence that you just see these two down the lane and you know he's going to win and you can just kind of sit back and watch and enjoy it. You know, sure, he was 2-5, but at this point, that's not a race you have to bet to appreciate a good horse. He was winning his 11th stakes out of his last 12 starts. The only defeat was in the Breeders' Cup Sprint. He's now earned over $1.3 million. And as far as cowbreds go, he's by Vronsky out of the Tis Wonderful mare Tis Molly. Bred by the Tis Molly partners, owned by Sondraker, Fetkin, Thornburg, and Kruljack, and a terrific training and management job by Eric Kruljack. Like, 16 wins now from 21 lifetime starts and earnings just under $1.3 million. Bob, this is the kind of horse that I grew up watching and becoming fans of and that brought me to the track. And we're getting to watch a real, real professional do his thing on a regular basis.
John did a little homework. There's another horse in history that went 16 for 21 and earned $1.3 million. His name was Secretariat. So the Chosen Vron's in pretty good company, isn't he?
I didn't think you would put a cowbred with the name of Secretariat. That's really cool. And, you know, this guy's not done yet. You know, from what I've been reading, it sounds like they will try and point him to a repeat of the Grade 1 Bing Crosby at Del Mar. How they get there will depend on what races fill. You know, the Thor's Echo for cowbreds could be a prep race. But if you know the Chosen Vron is going to go, you know, it's going to be tough to fill that. So I'm sure Mr. Kruljack and his partners will be a little stealthy about where they show up next.
Well, the NHC was in Vegas last weekend, and a gentleman named Mike Gillum took down $800,000 and is the 2025 Eclipse Award winner as Handicapper of the Year. And he was rooting him home pretty good. I think the final race was at Santa Anita, John, and this is a guy who had a very good first day, did not have a good second day. He was really on the cut line. You needed to be in the top 10%, which I think was 77 participants. You needed to be in the top 77 to move on to day three, and he eked in, and then he went on a run, John Lindo. So Mike Gillum is $800,000 richer than he was going into the NHC.
And this is a great story, Bob. Mike Gillum is a produce company manager from Indianapolis, Indiana. And like I say, after the first day, he was in fifth, so he was right on the leaderboard. And late in the day on Saturday, at the end of Saturday, they cut down to the top 10%, which, like I say, was 77. He had dropped all the way down to 81st place, so he was out of the cut line with two races to play in the tournament on Saturday. And he hit two favorites just to get the number passed. They moved up into 64th. So now Sunday morning they have the next leg of the tournament where you have 10 optional races, and you have to get in the top 10 to get to the final table. So he's starting at the very back of the pack, and he worked his way up a little bit slowly. Again, with a race to go, he's sitting on the outside looking in. and he hits his last race on Sunday morning to get into eighth place, make the top 10. And in the top 10, the final races, there's seven mandatory races where they all play the same seven races. All Mike Gillum did was win five of the seven races with 1 second. So he cashed just about every race there. He went from, it was a last to first run, and you pick up $800,000 in an Eclipse Award. So congratulations to Mike Gillum having the kind of weekend that every horse player hopes for.
No doubt about it, John. The CHRB had a much anticipated meeting on Thursday. The end result was they granted 10 weeks of racing to Pleasanton, but there was some lead up into that, John. There were a bit of fireworks at the meeting. So tell us what happened there.
Yeah, it was a pretty emotional meeting on Thursday, Bob. And what happened, like you say, the California Horse Racing Board, at bottom line, voted 6-0 to allocate 10 weeks of racing to Pleasanton. That will be from October 19th to December 15th. And this is important on a lot of levels in that, First Racing and Santa Anita and Del Mar and the TOC, the Thoroughbred Owners of California, had lobbied to try and not get those dates to Northern California, hoping that the simulcast revenue coming from Northern California during that time when they would be dark would come down to Southern California and help boost the purses down here. We know that there's a purse deficit. There's an overpayment currently at Santa Anita and at Del Mar. So they were kind of hoping to get those funds. And the day before the meeting, a letter was sent out from Craig Fravel of First Racing, an open letter to the board basically saying, if these dates are assigned, then the folks at Santa Anita will have to, there'll be purse cuts, and they'll have to look at, quote-unquote, alternative uses for the facility. So the board members, when they discussed this, did not enjoy or, they were pretty critical of how the letter was written and, kind of in a threatening kind of way. And more than one of the commissioners, they had a lot of things to say that weren't real positive to the folks that sent that out. So, amongst the things, I think Damascus Castellanos, one of the commissioners, said, I'm not too kind about bullies, but if that's the way you want it to seem, then that's the way it is. And, that was the kind of tone that they took, kind of scolding the folks there for putting out the letter the way it was. And in the end, the dates were assigned to Pleasanton, and this has a lot of effects. So first of all, we will have to see now, based on what the letter was said, when the book comes out for the spring meet, the first condition book at Santa Anita, we'll see what the purses are and what has to be done there. But also going longer, Northern California, Bob, we're going to have to see if this is actually feasible, because the dates were assigned, the license has to be granted still. There's still a lot of things they have to do and fill in some details in Northern California. But I wonder, though, too, these are the dates through December. When we get to next year, if they're going to apply for dates, I don't know how you're going to race at Pleasanton in January, March, February, where you get all the rain, and we're now on dirt up there. We know what the protocols are from the California Horse Racing Board. Anytime it rains and you have to feel the track about training and racing. So I would think it'd be very difficult to run any kind of meet in Northern California without the tapita that Golden Gate had. And they're basing the purse structure on handle at Golden Gate. Well, we know the handle during the fair at the up north is a little different. It's not as high. We have to see if they can hit those same handle numbers when they get to Pleasanton as opposed to what they did at Golden Gate. And if not, then I think they're overestimating what they can pay out in purses. So there's a lot going on here, and it's not set in stone that this is going to work, and we're going to have to follow where this goes. But for now, they do have the dates at Pleasanton, and that'll be starting in October when that fall meet at Golden Gate usually runs.
Turf racing, also an issue at the fairs, John. I think you touched on this. The big issue is the simulcast money. If you're racing live racing up north, then they keep the simulcast money that's generated up there. If there is no live racing in Northern California, then that money that is bet up north could come down to the Southern California purses. The TOC was against racing in Northern California. The California trainers are for it. So no surprise, John, we're a fractured industry here in California, and we'll just have to see where this goes as we go forward throughout. So as of now, 10 weeks assigned to Pleasanton. Well, John, on the racing front, first of all, I was up at the South Point last weekend, got to see some live college basketball, also took in a lot there from both the race book and the sports book, so enjoyed my time up at South Point. And we, of course, have your sheet there, the Lindo Report, every racing day, and want to get a selection from you today for Santa Anita. Last week you gave us Lahaina Flavor, who paid $8.80, winning the finale on Saturday. So on behalf of the South Point, John, where would you like to go for your radio play today?
I'm going to go to the first race at Santa Anita. First post today, 1 o'clock. So 1 o'clock post, race 1, number 6, Get Crack. And I thought ran pretty well coming off a year layoff in the comeback run of February 17th. Kind of split the field, galloped out in front. It looked like a good prep race. Two works after that should help this horse move forward. There's a little bit of pace in here, and I just think being a lightly raced horse, he has more upside than a couple of these horses that have been kind of stuck in this maiden claiming level for a while. So 4-1 on the morning line, the horse with the most upside in race 1, number 6, Get Kraken at Santa Anita. And I know, Bob, you were holding off as far as your sheet because of the uncertainty of the weather in Southern California. I don't know if you put out a sheet today or not for Santa Anita, but I know you've been following the NCAA, and this is your time of year. You did a little scouting out there in Las Vegas. So first of all, give us a radio play, and then give us your plans as far as what you're producing for your handicapping.
Okay, I'm not going to put out a sheet today. I just didn't know what was going to happen with weather, and I didn't know what would happen with the turf racing today. So I opted out. Tomorrow will be a game time decision. We'll see what happens. But in lieu of that, John, let's go to March Madness. And again, these are for recreational purposes only. We don't want another situation like Otani and his interpreter, John. So be careful here. But if you're following along, there is a game I like today, and it's a total. It's not an individual team. And generally, I'm an unders player. But today, I like an over in the Gonzaga-Kansas game, which tips off at about 12:15 Pacific time. I think the number seems low, 151.5. These are two teams that go up and down the floor. They don't stop at all. They're not committed to defense a lot of times, either one of these programs. So I think it's a good play. Tips off at 12:15. Gonzaga, Kansas, take the over 151.5. And John, wanted to mention another passing. We have had a terrible run, John. This is the fifth member of the press corps to pass away in the last few months. His name was Eric Mandel. Passed away actually on the same day we were having the memorial for Jerry Antonucci out at Santa Anita. 73 years old. Eric was a longtime employee of the Star News and covered racing, among other things. Just a very kind soul, a low-key guy. You wouldn't, you know, he's not going to make a big disturbance or a big presentation in the press box. But he was a steady guy, and I'll always remember the way he took care of Jack Carlick towards the end of his life. He was really a great friend to Jack and helped him out in the final year or two of his life. So very sad. As I mentioned, John, this is the fifth person who's passed away in the last few months, all in the 70 to mid 70 to late 70s age range. And I also want to mention the memorial for Art Wilson will be on Wednesday, this Wednesday, the 27th, at 11 a.m., Oakdale Mortuary in Glendora. That will be for Art Wilson. So, John, on a happier note, how about a couple birthday wishes today? A good friend of ours who works in the press box, Ellis Davis.
Yeah, Ellis Davis, happy birthday today. And another friend of the program, how about the longtime Las Vegas odds maker, Roxy Roxborough, who we always catch at Del Mar every summer. Today is Roxy's birthday. Want to wish him the best, too. Both listen to the show, and hopefully we can find a winner or two for these guys. One thing's for sure, they know how to get to the windows.
Yeah, they do. Very good, John. Let's take our first time out. When we come back, Bob Mazursky from todaysracingdigest.com, Bruce Finkelstein from betonbruce.com. Again, you're listening to a Saturday edition on Thoroughbred Los Angeles on AM 830 and on the Angels radio app.
Radio.
AM 830.
Fans, we have a great weekend of live racing lined up at Santa Anita Park. Today brings us the Grade 3 San Luis Race Stakes, which includes the likes of Balladeer, Awfully Naughty, and Miss the Cut. Sunday is highlighted by the $100,000 Sensational Star Stakes going down the Hillside Turf Course. First post time each day will be 1 p.m. with gates opening at 11 a.m. Today we will be celebrating the golden deliciousness of fried chicken. Smorgasburg Los Angeles brings their best fried chicken pop-up vendors cooking up their own special fried chicken recipes. It's a special event you don't want to miss. Our infield is open once again, so bring out the whole family. And while you're here, you can pick up a collector's edition Lava Man pin. We also will host a $500 handicapping contest where you can win entries to the 2025 NHC. And mark your calendars as we will be bringing you the Grade 1 Santa Anita Derby on April 6th, right here at Santa Anita, the great race place.
Developed by Horsemen, Horsebills.com is a cost-effective, time-saving, environment-friendly, paperless revolution of how equine industries bill and receive payments. Vendors are able to generate electronic invoices for each horse, whose owners can pay through the same website with just one click. Say goodbye to stacks of invoices, handwritten checks, and postage costs. Easy accounting for all parties with the highest online security measures. Get started free at Horsebills.com. Simply register with your name and email address. Free to sign up. No subscription fees to vendors until the first invoice is sent. For owners, you get a free account, comprehensive dashboard with information on all horses owned and billing records, ACH and credit card payment options. For vendors, generate invoices efficiently and receive payments quickly from both owners and other vendors. Syndicate and partnership managers get flexible billing and payment options to both vendors and syndicate members. For more info, call 888-938-4643, 888-938-4643, or log on to horsebills.com. That's horsebills.com.
Attention Inland Empire racing fans. Watching and wagering on the races just got easier. The Derby Room located at Fairplex Park is open and ready to serve you. Watch and wager in the newly renovated Derby Room on races across the country starting at 9 a.m. each Wednesday through Sunday. Televisions throughout the Derby Room will keep you up to date on all sporting events. Add in great food and a great atmosphere and you'll have the ultimate horse player experience. For upcoming promotions, go to thederbyroom.com. Thederbyroom.com. See you at the Derby Room, 2201 North White Avenue in Pomona.
Located in the small town of Clements, Legacy Ranch offers 145 beautifully manicured acres designed specifically for breeding, raising, and training of the competitive racehorse. Large irrigated pastures and private grass paddocks provide the optimum environment for your mares and offspring. The newly renovated 5/8 of a mile training track, supervised by well-known track man Richard Tedesco, provides a safe surface to start your young horses on their way. Stallion Clubhouse Ride continues to produce sound, durable offspring that handle all distances and surfaces. Stallion Straight Fire was an outstanding juvenile himself and is passing along his early speed and precocity. Contact Farm Manager Terry Knight at 510-928-4980 for stallion bookings or to schedule a tour, or check out the online farm tour at LegacyRanchInc.com. Get your program started the right way at Legacy Ranch. You'll be glad you did.
G'day, this is Michael Rona, and you're listening to Thoroughbred Los Angeles on AM 830 KLAA.
So take a good look at my, oh, you see my smile.
Welcome back, Thoroughbred Los Angeles, Bob Ike and John Lindo. And John, we already talked about our cowbred of the week, the Chosen Brawn, but we also have an honorable mention today.
We do. Stay In Scam, who won the $100,000 Irish O'Brien Stakes down the hill last Sunday. Stay In Scam is by Square Eddie out of the Momentum Mare Puff Pastry. His owner was bred by Redham Racing, trained by Doug O'Neill. She now has won 5 races out of 10 lifetime starts. Her earnings are over $290,000. And one other note as far as the cowbreds go, Bob, starting with the spring meet here at Santa Anita April 19th, the bonus for a cowbred or cow-sired horse when you win the maiden special weight races will be $15,000. It's been adjusted a little bit from the $17,500 they've been giving out. So it'll be $15,000 starting then. And if you're racing in Northern California with a cowbred and you win a maiden special weight, that remains at $10,000. So still some very lucrative bonuses for participating in the cowbred program.
And, John, we didn't mention the coast-to-coast today, the races between Santa Anita and Gulfstream. Of course, we did say Gulfstream is all Tapeta today, but it starts with the third race at Santa Anita, and that's going to be about just shortly after 2 p.m. Pacific. Those are the coast-to-coast wagers. Let's bring in Bob Mazursky from today's RacingDigest.com. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, guys.
Wanted you to preview the feature at Santa Anita that goes as the seventh today. It's a short field of five. It's the San Luis Rey, a mile and a half on the turf, and a rematch of sorts here between the favorite Miss the Cut and the second choice Planetario. Is it just those two, Bob, or is it a little more wide open than that?
Well, I think those are the two principles, and, you know, the race, the way the race is going to be run is going to be similar. I think the San Marcos, Balladeer is going to make the lead. I think Mystic Cut's going to get the first run on the other two horses that matter, Awfully Naughty and Planetario. I think Resultant is overmatching here, so I think Mystic Cut, with the trip he's going to get, he's just going to have a big tactical edge over the other two horses, Awfully Naughty and Planetario, and I think he should get the job done again. You know, he was effective on dirt, but he seems like he's even better as a turf router, so if the race remains on grass, which hopefully it will, I think he's the one to beat once again.
John Lindo, what do you have for Mr. Mazursky?
Well, Bob, right now we don't have any updates yet from Santa Anita. If we get anything, we will let the listeners know. Right now I'm going to assume we're good to go for right now for the main track and the turf course. So where do you want to go for a radio play?
I'm going to go to the fourth race and take a horse stretching out for the first time, number five, Winning Big. He's by Mr. Big, so I think he'll handle the two turns. I'm looking for a horse who hasn't routed before, because I think the horses that have routed, although they have won, they haven't won in particularly fast time. So I thought this horse maybe would improve going along. So number five, Winning Big in race four.
And Bob, your selections brought to us by today's RacingDigest.com. You're also the regular handicapper for the Southern California Newspaper Group. Appreciate your daily handicap, Bob. Graded handicap. Keep doing up the great job you are, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right. Thanks, guys. Take care.
Okay. That was Bob Mazursky, and we'll bring in Bruce Finkelstein now from betonbruce.com. Good morning, Bruce. How you doing?
Good morning, Bob. Good morning, John. How's it going, guys?
We're doing well. First off, we wanted you to preview one of the big Derby preps today, and that is the Louisiana Derby at Fairgrounds. They've got a long and full card today, and let's take a look at that one, Bruce. That goes as race 12 of 12. It is $1 million on the line, going a mile and three sixteenths, I'm sorry. And post time will be about 3:42 Pacific time. So how do you see the Louisiana Derby?
Yeah, this is a really interesting race today. You know, I think the interesting play here to gamble on, the interesting horse to gamble on, could be the two Hall of Fame, who I gave a look to in the Risen Star Stakes. It turned out that his barnmate, who is now the Kentucky Derby Future Book favorite, Sierra Leone, won the race. He's a high-quality horse. This is the same ownership line as that horse. Now, let's talk about Hall of Fame. In his second start, he broke maiden, and he was quick in this race. He took on a front runner. Go back and watch the video of this race. The two horses opened up an enormous lead on the field, and he just kept going. He put the other front runner away and won by 10 lengths that day in an eye-catching performance. How good was that January 20 race? Well, it was actually faster than the LeCompte Stakes that was run later in the day. Take a look at just the final time in the internal fractions. This was the faster race. Now, fast forward to the Risen Star. That was in the slop, and a lot of times you can throw out a race if a horse is running on under those conditions. I thought that the rider kind of took a more or a less aggressive stance, Rafael Santana. If you watch the tape down the backstretch, he kind of took a hold and made this horse kind of a stalker or a mid-packer. He made a menacing move. I'm not sure he wants to run that way. I think he's a quick, free-running horse. He's back on dry land today. He's got the big maiden win. It's kind of interesting, too, guys. Hall of Fame actually worked in company with Track Phantom and worked just as well. in a very intriguing workout that day. So I think you're going to see a different tactics today. And even if you read the article, that's what you get the feeling that he's going to be ridden differently. So let's go with the two Hall of Fame. Tuscan Gold, the shipper from Gulfstream Park, he can really finish. He broke maiden back in late January in an eye-catching performance. If the race shape sets up for a closer, he's the horse to beat. How about Track Phantom? Let's give credit. How often, guys, on the Derby trail, have you seen this lately? A horse now making his fourth stakes race appearance leading up. That just doesn't happen anymore. And he is a warrior, no doubt about it. He ran second in the Risen Star. He doesn't draw the best post, but I'm not going to leave him out. He's burned me before. He was a stubborn second last time out. If he can blast out of there, he's going to be very tough. So the Louisiana Derby, though, let's go with the price horse, the two Hall of Fame. I would use the 11 Tuscan Gold and the race favorite, the 12 Track Phantom.
Very good, Bruce. We always like to get a Northern Cal play. So, John Lindo, why don't you go there, and we'll come back and get Southern California right after that. John Lindo.
Yeah, Bruce, the Golden Hour bets are back in play today between Santa Anita and Golden Gate. You have the $1 pick four at the last two races at East Track and the $5 daily double, the last race at East Track. Eight races today at Golden Gate. Their first post time is 1:45. Where do you want to go for a Golden Gate radio play today?
Well, let's do the fifth race. That'll start off a late pick four that I released today at Golden Gate. Nice sequence today. I think this is maybe the best betting race of the sequence, though. I really like the three, Grazing Sun. This was a horse that dropped in class for Blaine Wright off a five-month layoff, had to rally from off the pace, and take a look at the top of the line. This horse had to really angle extremely wide. He had five horses in front of him with a little more than an eighth of a mile to go. He put his head down and just flat out outfinished that field. That was an eye-catching performance, and like I said, he hadn't been out for 5 months. He had previously been an allowance horse. Maybe this is where he belongs. He does jump up a little in class. I do believe there's enough speed in here to set it up for the closing style, and he's sort of a fresh horse. He hasn't run a bunch of times, so maybe there's a lot of upside to him. So in race five, let's go with the recent winner over the track, the three, Grazing Sun, listed at 5-1 on the morning line.
And Bruce, how about a Southern Cal selection?
How about the fifth race? A horse that caught my attention in the fifth. Now, this race is scheduled for what? The downhill.
The hillside, yeah, downhill turf.
Yeah, course. I'm gonna bet McGregor Lake under any conditions in this race. I think he's a very interesting runner. Believe it or not, he was 63-1 on debut. Believe it or not, he didn't train that badly. I used him that day, and I was shocked that he was that big a price. But let's talk about the performance itself. He veered in at the break. A horse came over on him. The rider, Herrera, had to correct him, so he pulled the right rein. The head went to the right. The body went to the left. He was dead last down the backstretch. Go back and watch the video of this guy. He just flat out finished that field with a hellacious stretch kick to win by a length. Now, he's been away 9.5 months, but I like the workout on XBTV on March 16. He was part of a two-horse team drill, and he was much the best. So he looks like he's coming back in good shape. I don't think there's any world beaters in here. He's trained well on the dirt in the past. If in fact this race does go to the dirt, but we know he can handle the grass, and he hasn't been running in this level a bunch of times like some of these have. So in race five, let's go with the comebacking number seven, McGregor Lake, listed at 6-1 on the morning line.
That'll work, Bruce. Tell us what's available today at betonbruce.com.
So we have full card analysis, as usual, at Santa Anita, late races from Gulfstream, a late pick four from Golden Gate. We also have best bets at Santa Anita. Audio is included in both the full card and the best bets at Santa Anita. And as an added wrinkle today, we did the last five races, the all-stakes pick five, an excellent card at Fairgrounds. We added that as a fourth menu item today at betonbruce.com.
Very good, Bruce. Thank you, and we'll talk to you again next Saturday.
Take care, guys. Have a good one.
Hey, John, before we go to break, Bruce had mentioned a horse running at Fairgrounds, Track Phantom, who's ridden by Joel Rosario. It was announced during the week that Rosario is going to be leaving California. He usually comes out in the winter. But to me, it was very scattered, John. He was here. He wasn't here. He didn't ride a lot of horses. His percentage was okay. I never thought he got untracked this meet at all. Maybe it was because of the travel. Maybe he wasn't committed to being here in Santa Anita. But this was not the Joel Rosario that we're used to seeing. He put up a couple good rides, but I thought it was very lacking what we saw from Rosario this winter at Santa Anita.
You know, I agree, Bob. I think part of it is that he never fell into a rhythm because he wasn't here that often. He was on the road quite a bit. Typical of what was going on, he rides today down at Fairgrounds. Next weekend he'll be out at Gulfstream for the Florida Derby. Then he goes over to Keeneland. So he's kind of hip-hopping around the nation or even around the world. I don't know if he's going down to Maidan City. But, with all the different places he's been to, it's hard to pick up the day-to-day mass that you need by being in the same place at the same time.
Yeah, and he came in early to get established. I believe he even came in during Los Alamitos. I think he battled illness for a little while. Just never seemed to get on track, John. And we'll see if Rosario comes back again later or next year, rather, and if he can be a little more of a steady influence here. Well, let's take our next time out. When we come back, John Hardoon from the Rags and Sheets and Toby Callett from TobyCallett.com. You're listening to Thoroughbred Los Angeles on AM 830 and on the Angels radio app.
Radio.
AM 830.
The best of racing is always at Los Alamitos, with exciting action every Saturday and Sunday night. Coming up at Los Alamitos will be the finals to the Grade 1 Los Alamitos Oaks and the Grade 2 El Primero del Año Derby. The talented filly Asher posted the fastest time to the Oaks, while multiple stakes winner Double Down 1-2-3 and Grade 1 finalist Southern Divine are among the other top contenders. The Oaks final is on Saturday, March 23rd. Meanwhile, in the El Primero, graded stakes winner Political Rivalry and Five Bar Supreme will head the final on Sunday, March 24th. And as always, Los Alamitos will feature night racing's best bets, like our early and late pick fours, with strong pools every racing night. And our $10,000 pick six promo continues on Sunday nights when there's not a carryover. Looking for a great place to enjoy all the weekend action from around the country? The Vessels Club has a table just for you. For reservations, call 714-820-2681. It's the best of racing, always at Los Alamitos.
Sound the trumpets. It's horse racing time. So saddle up for action with DK Horse, an official DraftKings affiliate. Right now, new customers who download the DK Horse app can get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250. Just deposit $25 or more and complete the playthrough requirement. Wager on your favorite horses, then watch the races live right in the app. Talk about a one-stop shop for all things horse racing. Download the DK Horse app now to get in on the horse racing action. New customers get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250 when they opt in with code TBLA. Only on the DK Horse app. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus. Wagering only available while physically present in California. Eligibility restrictions apply. One per new customer match calculated on the first deposit, up to a maximum of $250. Deposit requires two-time playthrough of settled wagers within 168 hours. Bonus released in $25 increments. Deposit and eligibility restrictions apply. See terms at dkhorse.com.
From Golden Gate to Santa Anita to Del Mar, and everywhere racing is conducted in California, Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce has you covered. Full card selections available every racing day at betonbruce.com. Get advice on multi-wager ticket structures and improve your return on investment with Bruce Finkelstein's betonbruce.com. Bet on experience. betonbruce.com.
Get an early start and win your way into the 2025 National Horse Player Championship. The Wager to Win Handicapping Contest at the Treasure Island Hotel Casino in Las Vegas, April 20th and 21st, offers the top two finishers spots for the 2025 National Handicapping Championship in Las Vegas. And winners will also receive up to 4 nights complimentary accommodations and round-trip airfare.
players will also share in cash prizes of up to $180,000. Entry fee is $500, and space is limited to just 60 players, so sign up now. You must be an NHC Tour member to qualify. Memberships are available at ntra.com. For more information, call 800-944-3777. Special room rates during the tournament are available at Treasure Island, so make plans now to come out and win your way to the National Horse Player Championship.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Welcome back. Thoroughbred Los Angeles, Bob Ike, John Lindo. And John, you let me know during the break that the Legacy Ranch Stallion Clubhouse Ride has been very busy. So good news up there. Tell us about it.
Yeah, owner Pete Perella has told me that a couple of weeks ago that Clubhouse Ride already has 66 mares booked in for this year. I'm sure that number has gone up. If you want to get your mare to Clubhouse Ride or to the Good Stallion Straight Fire as well, you can call the trainer Terry Knight up at Legacy Ranch. His phone number 510-928-4980. Call and get your mare booked to either Straight Fire or Clubhouse Ride today.
John, tell us about DK Horse as well.
Right, you heard our commercial during that last break. They have an offer for people that listen to Thoroughbred LA that you can go ahead and get up to a 100% bonus up to $250. You go to DK Horse, go to the app, and when you sign up, put in the code TBLA for Thoroughbred LA, and that'll set you up for the 100% bonus up to $250. So it's an ADW company for California residents. If you're looking for something different, check it on out.
And I got to give one more plug here, John, to the South Point and racebook manager Steve Johnson. They do such a great job there. Separate race and sports books, which is so great. And believe me, I was in both. I sat there and watched a lot of games Friday night and Saturday. I was in the race book all day. It was crowded. It was great action. Audio visual presentation is great. And don't forget, John, there's that hot dog cart directly behind the race book at $1.50 a pop for those fantastic hot dogs. Give Steve Johnson a call, 866-780-7223. Let's bring in John Hardoon. He knows a little bit about going to the South Point because you guys always do your seminars there. And, John, good morning. How you doing?
Good, guys. How are you? No place better than the South Point, especially if you want to play horses or sports for that matter, because they keep them separate and it's just the right way to do it. And I believe they're the only place in town that does it, so why not take advantage?
I think you're right, John. So today, Aqueduct postponed this card to be run tomorrow. So first, bring us up to speed on that.
It is absolutely pouring in New York. They expect been close to 5 inches of rain, and from what I heard, it's still coming down. It started early this morning, and it hasn't stopped. Up in Saratoga, we have 14 inches of snow. Baseball starts next week, and we have 14 inches of snow. You tell me.
Wow. Rough winter for sure, John. And what is the timeline, do you think, for the turf course opening up at Aqueduct?
They're expecting around April 17th. I think in the next condition book, that's when they started writing them, and we can't wait. I mean, tomorrow the card in New York is actually good. It's only 8 races, but at least there are full fields, so that's good. We have a problem. I mean, you know, like everyone else in the country, short fields, but at least when they have turf racing here, well, that certainly helps the population, and it certainly helps the inventory because a lot of horses ship in to run on the grass here.
Well, no Aqueduct today, but you were still busy. Lots of tracks to choose from. John Lindo, why don't you get the first play from John, and I'll get the second one.
Well, John Hardoon, you added Fairgrounds to your list of tracks today with Aqueduct closing. So you did Gulfstream Park, Oaklawn Park, Santa Anita, and Fairgrounds. So from those tracks, where do you want to go for your first radio play?
Actually, we're going to stay at Fairgrounds for both of them. Gulfstream, believe it or not, 11 Tapita races. All the races were taken off the turf, and there are no dirt races, so you get to bet Golden Gate on the East Coast if you want to play Tapita. You got 11 of them at Gulfstream today, which not for me. Maybe Toby will find something because I know he's about the same fan as I am when it comes to Tapita. Anyway, that being said, let's go to Gulfstream first and look at the sixth race. It's a mile on the turf, and again, yesterday rained. Today's a beautiful day. They're on the turf course, and I like the number two horse in here, Athens Moon. This is a four-year-old colt who was claimed out of his last race by trainer Chris Hartman. This horse is on the improve. Both of his last races at Fairgrounds on the turf, either one of those races good enough to get the job done here. He's stepping up to allowance today. He's listed at 8-1 on the morning line. I like the rider switch today to Irad Ortiz. Number two, Athens Moon, upsets and wins today's sixth race out at the Fairgrounds.
Okay, that was Fairgrounds 6 with Athens Moon, and you said you wanted to stay there for both your radio plays. So where do you want to go for the second one? What race?
Well, let's go and look at the 11th race today. This is their big race for the Phillies. You get points implications for the Kentucky Oaks, and I love the number one horse in here, Vivi's Dream. This is a three-year-old filly from the Kemnick Peak Barn. Brian Hernandez aboard to ride. You could draw a line through her last two races. Both of those races were run at on the slop. Her last race was run on the slop at Fairgrounds. And if you go watch the race, she just never took hold of that track. Her previous races, all on fast tracks, all good enough to get the job done here. You're getting 8-1 on the morning line. Number one, Vivi's Dream, upsets and wins this year's Fairground Oaks.
So 2 8-1 shots for John Hardoon at Fairgrounds today. Sixth race, the 2 Athens Moon. 11th race, the 1 Vivi's Dream. That works, John. So tell us again what's available at the website today.
JONHARDOON.com. We have Fairgrounds. We have Santa Anita. We have Oaklawn. And we have Gulfstream Selections. Three best plays, $10. Full card, $25.
Thanks, John. Talk to you next week.
Okay, guys, stay safe and be well. Thank you.
Let's bring in Toby Callett now from TobyCallett.com. And we've already alluded to the fact that there are 11 Tapita. So we know Toby well. We've known him for decades. I think we know what the reaction is going to be, but we'll let him tell you. Good morning, Toby.
Hello, Bob. How are you?
Doing well. We don't have 11 Tapita today like you do, so how are you going to get through that card down there?
Well, I can only tell you this. If the weather, say it was, the rain was done because it sounds like there could be more through the afternoon. If it were a nice, clear, sunny day, I'd be on the golf course. There's no chance. Like my customers know that because it's all Tapita today, they get they get another sheet at a later date of their choice because, somewhere that I just don't go. And if I'm not going to bet on it, why would I advertise it? But they got their dream scenario here at the championship meet. They get to display their wonderful Tapita for all to see, and good luck to them. I'm going to go to the Fairgrounds today, and it's interesting that John Hardoon came up on the radio playing the sixth race with the Athens Moon with Irad Ortiz, because in the race prior, race 5, it's a maiden race, and Irad Ortiz is going to ride a horse that is being trained for the first time by a guy, Ignacio Correas, who's based at Keeneland. He shipped a trio of horses into the Fairgrounds today. He's got Watch This Birdie in the 8th, and Super Corinto in the 9th. But he brought this maiden along with him, but he's training for the first time. I'm very intrigued. Never had a chance in all three starts to date. Huge rider change to Irad Ortiz. And I'm going to be interested in the 1, Stinger B, in the 5th today at the Fairgrounds. Main rival would be the 6, Corporal. Corporal was a $1,150,000 yearling purchase by Magnier and Tabor. They had plenty of money to spend, as you know. But I knew the mare. She won at Keeneland, Churchill, Fairgrounds, Delta Downs. She was a very durable mare. She raced 32 times. Ken McPeak trained her. Well, Brad Cox trained this one, Corporal. Flavian Pratt takes the call. So I'm looking at Corporal to be the main rival. And there's an intriguing one, the 5, Devil's Got Cause. 2 starts to date for Dallas Stewart, both on wet tracks. No reason to think that he would actually like a wet track. Johnny Velasquez will ride again. He rode the last time. Velasquez rode a lot of winners for Dallas Stewart through the years. I'm intrigued. So I'm looking at 1, 6, 5 to stay alive, and today's 6 at the Fairgrounds.
fifth race at Fairgrounds, keying number one Stinger B, who's a nice 6-1 in here, Toby. And John Lindo, I know you wanted to briefly talk to Toby about the Florida Derby draw.
Right, Toby, big day for you guys next Saturday, the Florida Derby. Dave Grenick from Daily Racing Form posted on Twitter or X that Dornock will skip the race. He will run in the Bluegrass at Keeneland the following week. So it looks like the headliners will be Fierceness, Conquest Warrior, and Hades in the Florida Derby. That draw will be later today.
Yes, those appear to be the ones. They'll probably have 14 races going, starting at probably 11 o'clock. I just hope there's a few maiden races or regular turf races to go on the card, because, as you know, the stakes races and the big purses, they're for people other than Toby Keller.
Well, Toby, let's get good weather coming through South Florida and Southern California this week and really bear down on next week's card. Thank you, Toby. TobyCallett.com. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it much.
Okay, that was Toby Cal. Let's take our final timeout. When we come back, Michael Rona from Los Alamitos. That's the final segment of Thoroughbred Los Angeles right here on AM 830 and on the Angels radio app.
For your sympathy, I don't mind, cause you mean that much to me. Ain't too proud of that.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Fans, we have a great weekend of live racing lined up at Santa Anita Park. Today brings us the Grade 3 San Luis Race Stakes, which includes the likes of Balladeer, Awfully Naughty, and Miss the Cut. Sunday is highlighted by the $100,000 Sensational Star Stakes going down the Hillside Turf Course. First post time each day will be 1 p.m. with gates opening at 11 a.m. Today we will be celebrating the golden deliciousness of fried chicken. Smorgasburg Los Angeles brings their best fried chicken pop-up vendors cooking up their own special fried chicken recipes. It's a special event you don't want to miss. Our infield is open once again, so bring out the whole family. And while you're here, you can pick up a collector's edition Lava Man pin. We also will host a $500 handicapping contest where you can win entries to the 2025 NHC. And mark your calendars as we will be bringing you the Grade 1 Santa Anita Derby on April 6th, right here at Santa Anita, the great race place.
Satellite wagering has returned to San Clemente at the newly renovated OC Tavern. Located just east of the 5 Freeway at 2969 South El Camino Real, the OC Tavern has outdoor public seating, a fully renovated dining room, updated food and beverage options, easy parking, and a great satellite wagering room. Catch all your favorite sporting events, never miss a big race, and enjoy the views of the Pacific. Fun and games await you at the OC Tavern in San Clemente. Come back and check us out. Sound the trumpets. It's horse racing time. So saddle up for action with DK Horse, an official DraftKings affiliate. Right now, new customers who download the DK Horse app can get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250. Just deposit $25 or more and complete the playthrough requirement. Wager on your favorite horses, then watch the races live right in the app. Talk about a one-stop shop for all things horse racing. Download the DK Horse app now to get in on the horse racing action. New customers get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250 when they opt in with code TBLA. Only on the DK Horse app. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus. Wagering only available while physically present in California. Eligibility restrictions apply. One per new customer match calculated on the first deposit, up to a maximum of $250. Deposit requires two-time playthrough of settled wagers within 168 hours. Bonus released in $25 increments. Deposit and eligibility restrictions apply. See terms at dkhorse.com.
Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the racebook? South Point Casino's racebook has the answer. Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Welcome back. Final segment, Thoroughbred Los Angeles. John, how about a word from the OC Tavern, another place you can watch if you can't be live racing at Santa Anita?
Right. San Clemente is back open for simulcast wagering at the OC Tavern, 2369 South El Camino Real Road, right off the freeway there, the 5 freeway. Easy to get to, and everything is all set to go at the OC Tavern. Check it out.
Also, another option is the Derby Room at Fairplex. They are open and waiting to serve you. Say hi to Brandon and Monica out there. Tell them you heard about it right here on Thoroughbred Los Angeles. Let's bring in Michael Rona as our cleanup hitter. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning to you, Bob.
Good stuff going on tonight. Grade 1, Los Alamitos Oaks. Tell us about that race.
Yes, it's the richest race of the season for the 3-year-old fillies. They'll be going 400 yards for a purse of a little over $400,000. Very good field, but the favorite, deservedly so, is Asher, who's drawn 8 in a field of 9. Dominant trial winner in the fastest qualifying time 3 weeks ago. Closed out last season with a stakes victory at Los Alamitos. She's trained by Mark Youngers, who was the groom at Los Al in the 1980s of the champion mare Denim and Diamonds. She's ridden by Christian Ramos, who became a full-time jockey only in 2021. Both trainer and jockey have grade 2 and grade 3 wins to their credits, but they're each seeking their first grade 1 success. So this is a very noteworthy opportunity for both Youngers and Ramos, with the favorite in the Oaks tonight, Asher.
And John Lindo, I know you like the 2-year-old racing. You'll get an opportunity tonight at Los Al. So talk to Michael about that.
Yeah, Michael, the very first two-year-old race in California is tonight, race number 7 at Los Alamitos, and that race has ties to the Los Alamitos Oaks, the 8th race on the card.
Well, it does, John. Yes, you're quite right, because the morning line favorite out of gate 1 is out of the same dam as the Oaks favorite, Asher. They are the late double out of this broodmare, Astica, who was the AQHA champion 3-year-old filly of 2015. The 2-year-old debuting tonight for trainer Heath Taylor is named Char Donnay, C-H-A-R, separate word D-O-N-A-E. It's a quirky spelling of Chardonnay. So my wife is an instant fan of this horse before she even sets foot on the racetrack for the first time. So it'll be very interesting to see how she goes. Her sire is a new sire, Tel Cartel, who was the AQHA champion 3-year-old colt of 2020, won 3 derbies at Los Al in my first year on the job at Los Alamitos, including the El Primero del Año Derby, which is on tomorrow night's card. So the broodmare, the great mare, Astica, is the dam of this debuting 2-year-old tonight, number 1 in the 7th, and the dam of Asher, the favorite in race 8, the Oaks.
Well, Michael, you mentioned the El Primer del Año Derby. That's tomorrow night. We'll hear more about that tomorrow on Mike's show. So how about post times for this weekend? And, of course, we want to get a radio play from you.
First post tonight is 6:05. Look, I got wiped out at the start last week. Horse was DQ'd for eliminating half the field at the break. I got wiped out at the start 2 weeks before that. I lost a photo finish the week before that. Quite frankly, I'm tiring of 2024, and it's only March. I could go on the defensive and find some sort of a likely favorite just to get something on the board, but that's not my style. In the Oaks, race 8, the feature, I'm going to give you a 15-1 shot, I think, as an overlay. Number 3 market analyst, who crept into the field as the 9th of 10 fastest qualifiers, but she did it off a very light rushed preparation with only one 220-yard turn and work. That's not even a gate work. I think she's got great scope to move forward condition-wise, because it was her first race since last July. Her 3 juvenile runs were very good. She's got ability. She's got touch of class. And I think she can take a jump forward here at big odds and run a good race. So number 3, at 15-1 market analyst in race 8, the Los Alamitos Oaks.
Love it, Michael. Let's get some luck tonight. Clean start, and we're going to get it done 15-1. Have a great night. We'll talk to you next weekend.
Thanks, fellas, and a very happy birthday to a champion bloke, Ellis Davis.
Excellent. Thank you, Michael. Well, Mike Willman is here tomorrow from 8 to 10. Stay tuned for Andy Harris and the SoCal Restaurant Show. That's coming up next, I believe, unless there's Angels baseball. Jake, you can let them know. But thank you for listening. John, thanks for co-hosting. Cash some tickets. Have a great day. And we will talk to you again next Saturday.